in search of the truth every single day, shining a light on the darkness, including on this second day of November 2021. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu Peters. The U.S. military is in steep decay these days. They can't win a war against a few thousand Taliban jihadis fighting with obsolete Soviet rifles. They're paying for free transgender surgeries on soldiers. They're promoting critical race theory poison and having officers getting pissing matches with Tucker Carlson on Twitter. And of course, right now, they're planning to purge tens of thousands of soldiers for refusing to submit to a shot proven to be dangerous and in many cases deadly. And if it were a vaccine, pretty much none of them need to protect themselves from a virus that poses almost no risk to them at all. But of course, with all of the rot happening nationally, it's no surprise that our service academies are just as bad, if not worse. For years, academic and disciplinary standards at the service academies have been disappearing for the sake of helping the school athletic teams and making sure the sacred cow of diversity isn't harmed. And then there's these unconstitutional, overreaching, unlawful vaccine mandates. Yesterday, Edward Zoll told us how three West Point cadets have been kicked out of West Point for refusing the vax mandate. When these three cadets first resisted the vaccine, they were all placed in a special unvaccinated dirty platoon. They were subjected to twice-a-week testing just to torment them. They were forced to attend re-education briefings. They were confined to the base, not allowed to leave. They were kicked off of their athletic teams, and then finally, they were targeted for expulsion. Throughout all of this, they were denied an attorney and then pressured to sign paperwork stating that they were willfully violating orders, orders they believed were illegal. Hannah McDonald is one of those cadets. She was deeply involved in campus religious ministries while she was at West Point, and she tells us that she took seriously the commandment to take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them, and towards that end, she joins us now. Hannah, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, Mr. Peters.
So, you're standing your ground. There are still people there that are going through this. Why is it important to you to appear here today, and what is your message to America?
Thank you, sir. So I think right now I just want to raise awareness as to what's happening, not only in the military academies, but our military and our government as a whole. So to give a little background about myself, I grew up doing martial arts. My parents own a dojo. And so I had a lot of values instilled into me, such as perseverance, integrity, honor. And when I was looking towards college and a career, the Army seemed very enticing because a lot of those values lined up with what I believed in. And also being a Christian, John 15:13 says, there's no greater love than to lay down your life for someone else. And I quickly learned within the Army that under this government, they didn't want me to sacrifice my body for my brother, but for a political agenda and for the advancement of a very evil government. And that was my initial reaction to this whole vaccine mandate happening at West Point, is that there's something very evil happening in our government. And I didn't understand how such intelligent leaders lacked intelligence over something that just seemed so plain, that this vaccine doesn't work, that COVID's not a threat to our military, and that forcing our leaders to get this vaccine that isn't really a vaccine because it doesn't even protect you, but harms you, and just use us all as political puppets to convince the rest of America to get vaccinated, that all just seems very wrong to me. And so I still have many friends over at West Point who are unvaccinated, and they're some of the most leaders of character that I've ever met. And the school wants to get rid of all of them unless they comply with this vaccine.
Do you think that it really is a lack of intelligence? Or do you think that this is intentionally being done by intelligent people who actually have a plan for something a whole lot more diabolical, perhaps nefarious?
Yes, sir. I definitely think there's an agenda going on. And I think it starts with just our higher up, our commander in chief, and how military works, especially when you buy into this chain of command, is that you can only go up and succeed if you win the approval of those who are above you. And we now have a commander in chief who's being pulled by strings of elites and people who want to see America fall. And because of that, all these generals who are under him, these colonels who are under him, have to continue to give in to this agenda. And so either there's just an incredible lack of ignorance for the sake of maintaining job and success, or all these people really are part of this agenda going on within this evil regime in America right now, and they don't really care who they trample on, especially their soldiers.
And then ultimately passed on to their citizens. We have access through a source to a Secret Service agent that's on the presidential detail, And we have been told that every morning before the staff meeting, the White House meets with Barack Hussein Obama to get directives for the day. This is the guy who went around the world apologizing for American exceptionalism and putting America last. So do you think that this goes a whole lot deeper? Is the United States military being turned into a weapon of apology that could more easily turn on its own people than to actual adversaries of our freedoms and liberties?
Oh, yes, sir. And that's why I had to get out, is I knew going into the military that I was giving up a lot of my own freedoms. And I understood that, because you do need people who are going to obey and be disciplined in order to have a functioning army. However, I think right now that this army is turning into a bunch of yes men for the sake of using the army as the government's weapon against its own people. And for me, I joined wanting to fight for freedom for the American citizens. And I felt like by participating in this vaccine mandate, I was basically telling the American citizens, my allegiance is with the government and not you. And though I vowed to defend all enemies, foreign and domestic, the government no longer wanted us doing that anymore. It was just, we're going to be your people, your weapon against the people of America.
Wow. You absolutely just sent chills down my spine, because the way that you said, you are a brilliant young lady. Honestly, and the whole world needs to hear that message. We're going to do everything that we can to make sure that we broadcast this as far as it can possibly go. Hannah McDonald, thank you so much for your sacrifice and for standing up. We're proud to have you here representing America. Thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, sir.
Wow. What a based young woman Hannah McDonald is. Just so centered in her faith and what the Constitution really represents, what the military is supposed to be. I can't wait to sit down with her for a longer period of time. We're going to make sure that that happens. Want to remind you about steponsocks.com. These are the patriots that help to make this show available so that we can remain on the air broadcasting these truths, bringing perspective from real people, giving everyday people a voice in this fight, this war of good versus evil. StepOnSocks.com allows you to step on these snakes that are trying to snatch your individual liberties, those that are responsible for ousting Hannah McDonald, those that are responsible for shredding the Constitution right in front of your face, stomping all over your individual liberties and freedoms. The snakes, the globalists, Clinton, Obama, Fauci, Gates, Pelosi, Biden, Newsom, Cuomo, Pence, Whitmer. All of these snakes, several different versions available. These are 100% Patriot designed, all cotton socks. Be sure to go to steponsocks.com right now. Also for silver. Check it out. I got my third bag of silver just the other day. I'm buying silver. I'm stocking up. Yes, you can get silver at steponsocks.com, as well as Second Amendment flags. My favorite sock is the Trust in God sock. I can step on sin all day long. The cross proudly displayed. Trust in God written right there. You can red pill people, lead them to the cross with what you're wearing on your feet. Only at steponsocks.com. Make sure to let them know that Stu Peter sent you when you go to steponsocks.com. More of the Stu Peter Show as we continue in just 60 seconds.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow. Cancel culture has not only affected myself and MyPillow, but millions of you out there. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you for all of your support. At MyPillow, we not only have pillows, but we have hundreds of products, including my new slippers, bathrobes, sleepwear, and my new beds. We're offering the best gifts ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have this exclusive offer on the standard size MyPillows, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. We also have the queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now only $24.98 with your promo code. And we have the king size, regularly $89.98, now only $29.98 with your promo code.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STU or call 800-262-2403 to receive this exclusive offer.
Dr. Richard Fleming made an appearance on the Alex Jones Show last week, broadcast on InfoWars. He showed off what happens when a COVID-19 vaccine is mixed with human blood. According to Dr. Fleming, within just a few minutes, vaccine-injected blood showed substantial clotting compared to blood left alone or injected with a saline solution. Fleming also says that he found a lot of, quote, fibers and, quote, garbage, crystalline structures floating around in the vaccine, which in normal circumstances shouldn't pass quality control. Now, remember, just yesterday, We talked with Dr. Jane Ruby about how the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System data suggests that some vaccine batches are far more likely to cause adverse reactions than others, which would also indicate shoddy quality control or, as Dr. Jane Ruby suggested, something more nefarious, even diabolical. Now, Dr. Kevin McCarron assisted with Dr. Fleming in all of those experiments, and it was his blood that they experimented on. We had the opportunity to sit down with Dr. McCarron earlier today. Here's part of that conversation. So Dr. Fleming starts that viral video with a long list of what he calls, quote, lots of misinformation. But a lot of this information comes from courageous frontline doctors, other scientific experts with vetted expertise. So how does he or you or both dismiss the findings of these scientists when the methodologies were completely different?
It's a good question. On where at a scientific level, when there are differences in methods, it's always a case of you're going to have, you know, differences of what the results mean. I would try to sort of step out from that type of technical argument and maybe frame it in a bigger bigger scope, and that is what trying to achieve by speaking out with to what's happening with SARS-CoV-2, the political responses, the lives lost, the businesses crushed, the tiptoe of totalitarianism sneaking up behind us. And I would say right now that as mandates are pushed forward by the political class that I consider no longer represents the people, they're more the front puppets of a technocratic oligarchy that spans the globe. And so we have to put our data into a format that is going to have the most impact. Now, right now, they're literally coming for that. They've already started with children. They are lining up shots across not just the United States, across and engaging in an experiment. This is not a fully approved medication. It's experimental in the fact that it's a gene transfection rather than a classic vaccine, as it's pushed by those in the political sphere. And we need to be sure that if we're going to move the needle, that we're precise about what it is that we're looking at. And I appreciate Dr. Madej's approach. I've followed her since the beginning of SARS-CoV-2. There's been and like I said, I don't want trouble on your channel, Stu, but there's a cadre of scientists and doctors who have stepped up, but pushed a line of hypotheses that I don't think warrants the public's trust. If you start speaking about them making alternative networks that are the consequence of DARPA research, that's fine. That's a fine hypothesis to have 18 months ago. Did we see anything in the unopened vials of Pfizer-BioNTech? No, we didn't. And I've sent you a short presentation.
So are you just saying that their findings are just too shocking to tell the people? Or are you saying that are you dismissing their findings as inaccurate?
It's one data point. That's it. It's one data point from someone who for 18 months has been pushing the idea that there's a 5G control network that's coming to take your body and brain. Maybe. I work in that field. I'm a systems neuroscientist, and I've put lots of things into the brains of monkeys and humans to affect behavior.
What we're saying is because you guys didn't find it, it doesn't exist.
I'm not saying it depends on the vials, right? How many vials have we tested? I've tested 5. How many has she done? Has anyone watched how she did the experiment?
So can you speak to your chain of custody on the 5 vials that you examined?
I don't want to name the person who's sent them to me, but it was direct from the clinic to me. accelerated delivery. And as soon as I got it in my hands, it was experimentation.
Okay, so you're stating that you didn't find all the things reported by other experts. We've got Dr. Van Welbergen, Dr. Young, Dr. Mogg in Austria, Dr. Botha, who have done extensive microscopy work.
Mm-hmm. So, and we can look at the presentation that I've sent, show you examples of what, like what Dr. Botha showed, which are these, well, rings. People talk about rings as being nanotechnology that's in there. They're not, they're air bubbles. Air bubbles in a viscous liquid, and I can show all the effect that she shows snapped together, and you can see the surface tension of the bubble being lit up as
I've seen a lot of things on Google about air bubbles. These clearly don't look like that. These are perfectly symmetrical. They also have what appear to be metal connectors in them, and Karen Kingston brought up patents that actually shows these rings.
What's the most useful data right now for you to say no to having someone come to your school and start dishing out Pfizer, Moderna, and probably Johnson & Johnson if you're extremely
Well, because people are dying, that's why. There's been a lot of talk about graphene oxide, obviously. Dr. Fleming dismissed that in that video that aired on InfoWars and called the electron microscopic proof of graphene little creatures. So what exactly does he mean? What is a little creature?
So right now, the graphene oxide has been used in vaccines for a number of years and the vaccine industry.
I don't like to get into this talk about what rhetoric is more shocking. What about just the truth? And if they're finding these things, I mean, if these things are there and they have found them, but you haven't, I would compare it to this. If I throw a $100 bill in that room that you're sitting in and I say, hey, go find it, it's $100, and you don't find it, does that mean that it's not there? No.
No, I mean, so absence of evidence is not evidence of absence, right? You know, this is our data that we're bringing to the public right now at a very critical time.
Which I think is extremely important, but I also don't think that discrediting other people's findings hundreds of brave frontline doctors that have come forward and said that this is what we have found.
It just happened to be Dr. Carrie Madej that finds special creatures that are linked to 5G when she's been pushing that for a long, long time.
So let me just ask you, do you believe that Carrie Madej is lying?
I haven't seen her do the whole process of receive the vaccines. Like you've seen me, you can go watch me bottle, crack the top, and start putting in slides so that you and live doing it live so people can watch her.
So now I did ask Dr. Madej about her chain of custody, and she said that the chain of custody was there, kind of like you. She didn't want to obviously divulge her source where she got it.
You can't tell your source because those companies will come for you.
And I think that's fair to ask. I do. I think that it's important to be responsible with your findings. But I guess I would fall short of calling her a liar.
I'm not calling her a liar. I'm just saying that you have to understand the context in which she's framed her hypothesis.
She's a conspiracy theorist, you're saying?
I don't want to say conspiracy theorist. I just want to say she's been she could have just been more cautious in the people that she was going out with. She was doing presentations with a woman called Sheremani, and she's linked to another 5G individual.
So the conclusion here that Dr. Fleming presented was that he found artifact in the drops of this Pfizer vial that he called garbage. He used that term often throughout this video demonstration in about 25 minutes. Can you elaborate on what that means? Why did he use the term garbage? Is that a scientific term?
I mean, he could have been more precise with saying it looks like crystalline precipitate.
I just have to say this. I just find it to be very arrogant that one or a couple scientists or doctors or PhDs, JDs, would just say that hundreds of people are just absolutely wrong.
Who's hundreds of people? Who's saying that there's hydras there?
So the entire discussion with Dr. McCarron seemed to be an attempt to discredit specifically Dr. Carrie Madej, along with other scientists, doctors, microscopy experts, and so on. And it went on for more than a half hour, obviously more time than is allowed for here during the regular broadcast. You can find that discussion in its entirety if you're interested at stupeters.tv. Well, we all know that Lindsey Graham is the butt slut for these Pfizer vaccines. They're his number one contributor. He's been bought and paid for by Big Pharma. We know that he doesn't care about your individual liberties or your rights, but more so about shilling for these shots proven to be dangerous and in many cases deadly. But he also views those who objected to a fraudulent or stolen election in a certain light. He wants you gunned down, hunted like a dog. We're going to discuss that with Lauren Witzke coming up next. Don't go anywhere. The Stu Peters Show continues in just 60 seconds. All right, I want to tell you about my good friends over at keystolife.shop. That's keys, the number 2, life.shop. It's buy one, get one free, plus 50% off on all of the product. What is the product? It is this IGF-1 supplement. IGF-1 naturally exists in your body, but the older we get, the lower the production levels of IGF-1. I would compare it to creatine, which naturally appears in your body, but when people go work out, a lot of times they supplement it. Same thing with protein shakes. A lot of people take multivitamins. As we get older, it's just a smart thing to do. This is not an illegal substance. It's not steroids, but what it does is it promotes healthy weight loss. It promotes really fast lean muscle gain. It makes men men again. It allows you to think more clearly, get more restful sleep, and most importantly, it promotes a strong immune system. So go to keys2life.shop right now. And if you put this product on auto ship, you're going to get 50% off the product plus buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one free plus 50% off on the product if you put it on auto ship. No, it's not a lifelong subscription. You can cancel at any time, but this is the type of product that you're going to want to try for at least 3 months. And I guarantee you, you're going to notice a difference. I know that I did. I'm in my 5th month now that we're in November of using the IGF-1 product that you can find at keystolife.shop. Mention Stu Peters when you go to keystolife.shop. You're going to get buy one, get one free, plus 50% off when you put it on auto ship at keystolife.shop. Well, it was obvious to just about everyone, except apparently Donald Trump, that Lindsey Graham was a phony Republican and a phony believer in MAGA. Throughout the 2016 campaign, all Graham did was trash Donald Trump. In the words of one outlet in 2016, he was, quote, the loudest critic of Donald Trump within elected GOP leadership. Not Paul Ryan, not Mitch McConnell, not John McCain, Lindsey Graham. He called Trump a xenophobic, race-baiting, religious bigot. And by extension, he said the same thing about all of Trump's supporters. He said the way to make America great again was to tell Donald Trump to go to hell. But Graham knew how to be a politician, at least. He trashed Trump for all of 2016, but once Trump won anything, Graham knew he could get a whole lot more of what he wanted by sticking his head directly up Donald Trump's ass. He became the president's number one golf buddy and constantly said nice things about him in public. President Trump, unfortunately, bought it. So what do we get from all that? Well, what we got is what more of Lindsey Graham wanted. President Trump stalled on the border instead of aggressively forcing his agenda from the beginning. He made a big corporate tax cut his primary agenda item in year one, and then, of course, made releasing convicted criminals his big achievement in year two. He didn't get troops home from Afghanistan. He didn't even get them out of Syria. And that was all great for Lindsey Graham. Because Lindsey Graham loves open borders. He loves open prisons. He loves sending U.S. troops to die for him. And now we know that U.S. troops aren't the only Americans Lacey Legs Lindsey likes to see dead. Any America First patriots paying attention already knew that Lindsey Graham hates us and that he's a huge butt slut for Big Pharma. But now we know just how much Lindsey Graham hates us. The Washington Post is doing a new extensive report on January 6th, and in their report published Monday, they had new information about how Senator Graham behaved on that day. According to the Post, Graham was, quote, irate when told he needed to clear out of the Senate chambers. Quote, what are you doing? He shouted at the Capitol Police. Take back the Senate. You've got guns. Use them. According to the Post, he kept repeating that line over and over again. Quote, we give you guns for a reason. Use them. Senator Graham's response to getting interrupted by people opposed to election fraud was to order them all gunned down like rabid dogs. That's your Republican senator of South Carolina. That's who Lindsey Graham is. You think the election was stolen? Did you walk into the Capitol because some FBI agent provocateur cleared the way for you? No biggie. Lindsey Graham wants the Capitol Police to mow you down and then dump your body into a landfill. That's who Senator Lindsey Graham is. Lauren Witzke is an unapologetic and loud lover of Jesus. She's a Stu Peter Show contributor, and she joins us now. This is how Lindsey Graham feels about Americans. Your rights are gone. Take these injections. I don't care what happens to you in your military career. Sorry, next question, please. We saw that already. And now we're learning that on January 6th, Lindsey Graham said, just shoot all the Trump supporters.
Yes, Stu, when we say that these people want us dead, we're not kidding. Here is an example. I think everybody can remember what we had to suffer through all through election season. Lindsey Graham on Fox News every single night begging for $5 from his supporters, saying, you know, I'm the strongest Trump conservative. You know, I got Amy Coney Barrett in the Senate, you know, giving us lip service, begging for our money. But the truth of the matter is they want us dead. They will hunt us down like dogs and kill us at the first opportunity. And this is an example of this. You know, how do we know that Lindsey Graham, the man who shot Ashley Babbitt wasn't under his direction? That was his first response. The same people that were donating to Lindsey Graham, listening to him cry on the TV for $5, begging for $5. You know, those are the same people that showed up to support Donald Trump. And Lindsey Graham didn't even think twice when he ordered Capitol Police officers to shoot them dead.
This is why we need to fix 2020 so badly. I don't believe the people of South Carolina could actually elect this guy over and over again. I mean, did this guy actually win? Is that why Senator Graham is not pushing for a full forensic audit in the state of South Carolina? Is Lindsey Graham a communist sympathizer? Because really what we have going on here is a Marxist coup d'etat, a communist infiltration. We see it in our schools with critical race theory poison being shoved down our kids' throats. We see it with these unconstitutional communistic vaccine mandates. You're going to take this medicine, whether it's harmful or not, and in the name of a virus that virtually affects nobody. And all of this in every aspect of our life is communism. I mean, am I overstating this? Is this hyperbolic in nature?
No, you're not overstating this. A communist sympathizer is probably very kind words to say, you know, and you are absolutely right. Talking about issues like critical race theory, which was founded at the Frankfurt School, which was a Bolshevik communist school. And now it's here in America and we can't get a single, like we can get a few GOP elected officials to stand up about it because they can raise money off of it. But are they really intentionally trying to, they could file legislation today opposing critical race theory, criminalizing it across the board for children, but they choose not to. And I'm curious what's going on with South Carolina, Georgia, where they elect these Republican elected officials, these deep red states, sending people to DC that are milquetoast, that don't fight for us, when they have to understand that, you know, for example, Marjorie Taylor Greene, she won with, you know, she was winning by so much that the Democrat dropped out of their race running against her. She would have backup. People like Lindsey Graham would have backup if they were actually fighting for us to fight for a forensic audit. Lindsey Graham, on the other hand, he's too busy trying to pass a mass amnesty deal. So even if we had election integrity, it wouldn't matter because we'd be outnumbered. And that is the character of Lindsey Graham. He is partnering. You know, open borders is also a communist idea, causing chaos. You know, anybody who sympathizes with that is more than a communist sympathizer. And that is what Lindsey Graham is. And also, if you oppose him, they'll just shoot you. If you have dissent, goodbye.
That's what Hitler did. I mean, that's what, isn't that what rogue dictators do? They just shoot their dissidents. That's what anybody that disagrees with them, they just shoot them. But Lindsey Grahamnesty, I don't know if he's gay or not, seems like it. And that doesn't really matter right now, other than the fact that he claims to love Jesus. And I don't know how you can do that when you're having gay sex. But, you know, he's no different, really, than Marjorie Taylor Greene. And the idea that these people can just one day say, well, Joe Biden is an illegitimate president, and the next day say, well, we're going to impeach him. I don't know how that works. Now she seems to be in a lot of hot water over this illegal election campaign contributions. There's a whole thing going on with her and Lynn Wood that's all over the Daily Beast yesterday. It's going to be a complete mess. And she looks to be criminally implicated. And she came out really strong. She had this really strong grassroots support. She seemed to be saying all of the things that Americans wanted to hear. I'm going to take down rhinos. I'm going to fight the establishment. We're going to dismantle the deep state. All these things that she has done none of. As a matter of fact, she raises money, and so does Lindsey Graham, based on those exact principles, and then turns around and pays the exact beast that these vulnerable, brainwashed, mentally, victimized people, These people have been victimized, right? By this huge psyop and all this propaganda in the media. Believe in this, believe in that. They've lost their president to a coup. They've been disenfranchised. They've had everything taken away from them. And now they're being told that they're going to be forced to take medicine they may not want or may not need that has proven to be dangerous, in many cases deadly. And so here she is writing checks, stroking checks to Kevin McCarthy in the tune of $175,000 after she just raised all of that money in the name of taking down Kevin McCarthy and the establishment and the Rhino GOP, all of which suggests that she too is a communist sympathizer. We have communists in our government. I'm not being hyperbolic. This is real, and these people need to be looked at. Good behavior should be encouraged by those who supposedly elected these people.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's like we have no representation. When we send you to D.C., we expect you to represent our interests. Like I said, Marjorie Taylor Greene had overwhelming support in her district. The people of Georgia in her district love her. Why would you not go to D.C. and represent what they want, represent their interests? You know, Kevin McCarthy, he does have a stranglehold over Congress, like our Republican Congress, people like Mitch McConnell. You know, there's absolutely no excuse that there hasn't been legislation filed to protect American workers from vaccine mandates. No excuse. Nothing.
Well, like, maybe she's scared. Coming
for, and you know what? We allowed it to get this far. And now little children are at risk.
That's right.
They did nothing.
That's right. Maybe she's scared. Maybe she's scared Kevin McCarthy will come to shoot her, like Lindsey Graham, because apparently
maybe he'll send the Capitol Police to kill her. Yeah, maybe
apparently
that's it.
That's what happens when you disagree with the deep state establishment that is Lindsey Graham, that is Kevin McCarthy. Apparently these people just say, well, just, you know what? We gave you guns. Just go ahead and shoot them. It's a travesty. Lauren Witzke, thank you so much for being here. We always appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Stu.
Go to ZStackProtocol.com right now and protect yourself from this virus, this chimerically engineered, taxpayer-funded, Tony Fauci sociopathic Wuhan lab intentionally released virus being marketed as a product and a brand called COVID-19, and also protect your kids against influenza and all kinds of other viruses. Dr. Zev Zelenko believes in early treatment protocol. He has combined all of the necessary ingredients into one pill that you take twice a day. This is the guy, by the way, who saved thousands of lives in upstate New York, treated successfully 99.9% of his high-risk COVID patients. He didn't just send them home and tell them, come back when you're blue in the lips. Instead, he gave them the treatment that they needed, and that's why they defeated this cold, this little flu. The pandemic, folks, is over. Stay healthy. Keep your kids healthy. Gummies now available. Put these things on auto ship to exempt yourself from the high demand and delayed shipping. For yourself, for your kids, for the rest of your family, go to ZStackProtocol.com right now and check out the formula by the Nobel Prize-nominated, Presidential Medal of Freedom-nominated, brilliant humanitarian called Dr. Zev Zelenko. Go to ZStackProtocol.com right now. Again, ZStackProtocol.com. Some of you may have heard of Teresa Long, others may have not. A majority may have not, because the media has widely ignored Teresa Long, who is a flight nurse. That's right. It is her responsibility to determine whether or not military pilots are medically able to fly. She suggested grounding all pilots who have received these inoculations being falsely referred to as vaccines. You don't say that. She's now in big trouble with a gag order, unable to talk to the media. But she is able to give her testimony. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin is making sure that she gets the attention along with other victims who have subjected themselves to this jab. Edward Saul joins us now with more.
Thanks, Stu. Today, there was a very important panel in Washington, D.C., and it's not the panel you're hearing about where the CDC is looking into giving shots to 5 to 11-year-olds. No, it's a panel of victims. Victims of vaccine injury. Now, the brave soul who decided to host this panel is none other than Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. Now, he's done one of these in the past and was lambasted for it. But this man had the courage to do it once again and brought a lot of special guests. Here's the senator.
We just want to be seen. We want to be heard. We want to be believed. Why? Because unless the medical establishment, their doctors, our health agencies are willing to acknowledge just the possibility of vaccine injuries, if you're not willing to acknowledge the root cause of a condition, of an injury, of a malady, of an illness, how can you hope to cure that illness? How can you help these individuals who participate in some of the trials to benefit humanity? How can you help them fully recover if you're not willing to admit that vaccine injuries are real?
Senator Johnson is doing something that's not allowed right now. The people you're about to hear from, they're not imaginary. It's not a conspiracy theory. And this expert specifically is not a myth, but she is a legend. Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long. Now, she's the head flight surgeon at Fort Rucker. This is for Army helicopter pilots. From my understanding, this is the first time she has spoken on camera, this as at a hearing, since her opposition and identification of adverse reactions among our most fit in the country. That's our Army helicopter pilots. Here is Lieutenant Colonel Law.
I believe the COVID vaccine is a greater threat to soldiers' health and military readiness than the virus itself. Over 200,000 service members have rejected the vaccine, yet the military is pressing forward without regard to the damage to the morale and readiness to process these soldiers out. We have never lost 200,000 soldiers on the battlefield in a few months. Taking soldiers out of uniform has the same impact on readiness as losing them on the battlefield. I enlisted in the Army and completed basic training by the age of 17. I am now a board-certified aerospace medicine specialist with a master's in public health. I have spent the last 30 years serving this great country. I have gone from an almost homeless teenager on welfare to a lieutenant colonel physician in the United States Army. I have truly lived the American dream. Everything I have and everything I am, I owe to Christ alone. I simply asked. So we skipped 2 years of phase two trials and 3 years of phase three trials. We only lost 12 active duty soldiers to COVID. Yet we're going to risk the health of the entire fighting force on a vaccine we only had 2 months of safety data on? The response was, you're damn right, Colonel, and you're going to get every soldier you can to take the vaccine so I can get enough data points to determine if the vaccine is safe. Our service members are national treasures. They have stared down bullets, been blown up by IEDs and bombs. They have endured thankless and protracted wars, missing the birth of their children. They bore the burden no matter the cost. They did so without respect to political party or narrative. These are warriors, not lab rats.
Now, the reason why this panel is being held is for those who've been damaged. Thousands can't show up and speak at a panel like this, but a couple did, and very important stories at that. We have one, Ernest Ramirez. This man lost his son. You're going to hear him in just a moment. We also have people that used to be very active, mothers. Individuals that before their vaccination were active, normal, happy individuals. Kalai Rodriguez, Maddie DeGray, a 12-year-old that initially was diagnosed with stomach problems, but it was after a vaccination when her mother put her into the trial. She now is paralyzed from the waist down. She's on a feeding tube for foreseeable future, probably the rest of her life. These are the true stories of the pandemic.
Next week is his birthday. You know where I'm going to celebrate his birthday at? While everybody, once we leave here, they're going to forget about what we're doing, or what they talk about, what we said here. They're going to be enjoying time with their family and kids. Thanksgiving, I'm going to spend at the cemetery. Christmas, at that cemetery. They need to quit pushing this on their children. I lost mine. Y'all need to protect yours.
It's been over 9 months since she got her second dose. She can't walk. She's in a wheelchair. She has an NG tube for all of her nutrition. She has constant pain in her stomach, back, and neck. She was over there laying on chairs because she can't make it through this. She can't feel her legs, and that's just the tip of the iceberg.
They see the harms and they see what is happening to the injured and the lack of transparency in the race to vaccinate the world. We need the CDC to acknowledge us. A very simple act would change everything for the sick and suffering.
Do you know why we stopped saying the Pledge of Allegiance in school? It's because the new one, One Nation Under Siege, Completely Divisible, with Liberty and Justice for All Corporations, doesn't sound quite as good. I'm asking you, human to human, please do the right thing and help us.
The experts and the victims had the courage to speak today. I applaud them, and we pray for their safety. But there was one individual specifically that left, I think, the best message you can take from this panel. Dr. Linda Wastilla. She said, forget the tribes, forget the partisanship. It's about people. Here's Dr. Wastilla.
The tribes. Let's forget left versus right, red versus blue, politically correct versus politically incorrect. Let's forget vaxxed versus unvaxxed. We just ask that you listen.
The topic of vaccine injury is not a conspiracy. The experts, the victims, everyone you've heard from, they're real people. They're not disappearing, and they're now living a tragedy. Pray for them. Pray for sanity from our government, and pray for wisdom. But don't forget these stories. Reporting for The Stu Peters Show, I'm Edward Zoff.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. Cancel culture has not only affected myself and my pillow, but millions of you out there. Before all this started, I had already written in my memoir, I dedicate this book to anyone that's looking for hope. Well, right now, we're all looking for hope. I believe that my story is going to bring inspiration and hope to everyone. By the time you're done reading my book, you will believe that with God, all things are possible. To thank you all for your support, I'm offering some of my best prices ever on MyPillow products, including this exclusive bundle. You get my book and these five MyPillows. They all have beautiful scenes and verses from the Bible, such as Isaiah 41:10. Do not fear, for I am with you. This six-pack bundle is regularly $219. Now it's just $99.98 and free shipping with your promo code.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STU or call 800-262-2403 to receive this exclusive offer.
Well, if you're still in touch with your demonic side, that may mean that you still watch Netflix. If you do watch Netflix, you might have seen a new promo for Colin Kaepernick's new series called Colin Kaepernick in Black and White. Here's a glimpse of what you have a whole series of with Colin Kaepernick.
What they don't want you to understand is what's being established is a power dynamic. Before they put you on the field, teams poke, prod, and examine you, searching for any defect that might affect your performance. No boundary respected, no dignity left intact.
Fields of cotton, slavery, whips, chains, shackles, white racism against black people. This is how Colin Kaepernick wants us to now what? Perceive the NFL as they make millions of dollars to play a kid's game?
Right. So basically what they're doing, what he's doing, and he's outright saying it, is he's comparing the NFL to slavery. And, you know, saying that they poke and prod you on your way to becoming an NFL player to see if you're good enough. Right. But the funny thing is, and so he's painting this picture for everybody, including black youth who usually look up to black football players, that, sorry, this is slavery and we need to reject it. He's calling it anti-American.
But what's interesting is that, you know, in typical slavery, they faced, I mean, yeah, it's a whole bogus.
Colin Kaepernick calling something anti-American is just, it, in and of itself, is just so idiotic. I can't even, I know. With a straight
and yeah,
face.
But you have 6 episodes to look forward to if you watch Colin Kaepernick's in black and white. 6 episodes of this BS. So slavery typically results in disenfranchisement and death, right? But somehow, but the NFL football players, they lead to international fame. They lead to massive multimillionaires with mansions and generational wealth. So please tell me how that is slavery. These are people who are joining willingly to be an NFL player. They dream of it all their life. They train for it. They want to be an NFL player. And just like every job interview, they're going to go through a series of things to become that, to see if you're qualified. It's called qualifications and an interview process. And that's the same whether it's the baseball league, whether it's Hollywood. If you want to be an actress, you can't just be an actress without going through an arduous process and have fame and have those rewards. The greater the rewards, the greater the process is going to be to get there, the more trying it is. But what Colin wants everyone to know is that NFL is terrible, it's bad, it's racism, and it's slavery and anti-American, and you shouldn't have to go through any process to get to the top.
Of course he's saying that, because he has yet to find any team that wants him because he's terrible, as well right. as anti-American. So the thing that we can learn here is that not every NFL football player is a flaming anti-American, anti-white racist puke like Colin Kaepernick. As a matter of fact, there are a lot of good things that do come out of the NFL. I can put away their, you know, LGBTQ, transgender pushing indoctrination in their logo that they display all the time. I don't like the kneeling and bowing for our national anthem that provides them the freedom, our country, its constitution, our Bill of Rights, that gives them the freedom to play a kid's game and then make millions of dollars. But there are individuals, players specifically, inside of the NFL and coaches. We saw what happened to John Gruden. He gets terminated and fired because he speaks out and because of some other, you know, emails that were discovered. He's not apparently allowed to be his own person off the field. So this is what I'm saying, is that inside of the darkest places in society, which one of which would be the NFL, there are still beacons of hope and brightness. And I believe that that is the stuff that we right now in our times need to focus on.
Right. Well, also, it's funny, though, because Colin Kaepernick was adopted by mostly a white family. Right. And
right.
He's, you know, the funny thing is that he's the least black person traditionally, and yet he's the one crying for all of this. And I also think it's funny and ironic that, you know, this is compared to slavery when, again, people are playing a game. They're making millions of dollars playing a game and getting generational wealth for themselves and their families. And they're telling, he's telling little kids who look up to this that this is no good. You know, look elsewhere. Don't go here. And at the same time, at the end of this, too, the cherry on the top is him saying, but guess what? You're still going to see me back in the NFL. I know one of the teams is going to pick me up soon. So he's wanting slavery. If this is truly slavery, why the hell is he going back? And yeah. Why does he want to go back so much and get a team to sign?
Because Colin Kaepernick is a slave to fame and money. That's why. Yeah. He has made himself a slave. And nobody feels bad for Colin Kaepernick. I don't want him to go to hell, so I'm going to pray for him. I'm going to pray that he finds Jesus. He certainly needs it. This guy is a lost soul for real. Deanna Lorraine, she's here weekdays, Monday through Friday, for Shots Fired. You can find her book, Taking Back America. She's been gone dealing with some personal stuff. She's upscaling her life, moving. She's going to be part of the elite. I'm sure she'll have a wall around her house with all kinds of armed guards, because you know what? That's your right. You can do that. You got to keep out parasites by putting up walls and defend yourself with guns per the Constitution and your Second Amendment rights. So I hope you have lots of guns and big, really big walls that nobody can penetrate. Deanna Lorraine, get her book, Taking Back America, at DeannaLorraine.com. Thank you so much for being here.
Bye.
Well, we're seeing a lot of darkness, a lot of tyranny, petty tyrants all over the place. The insertion of communism into America. There was a good example from Colin Kaepernick in his new Netflix series. If you still like demonic television broadcasts, feel free to go watch it. But there are boots on the ground that are fighting against all of this. And part of that boots on the ground effort is sponsored by Christopher Key at the Vaccine Police. He founded the Vaccine Police after getting fired from his job, fired by his communist boss for going in and standing up to some of those petty tyrants at a school board, a school district, by the way, where he had no kid, no skin in the game at all, just doesn't agree with these mandates. As a result of his efforts, boom, mask mandate lifted. He is now touring the country. God has called him to make this his new job. So he's touring the country, going all over the place, serving Nuremberg notifications on pharmacists, confronting big pharma CEOs and executives, confronting hospital administrators and doctors, letting them know, hey, you are going to be made available for prosecution at Nuremberg-type trials. And by the way, this is malpractice-type lawsuits that we see coming here. I am proud to say that I funded the vaccine police, and I'm seeing the fruits of that investment. Billboards going up in major metropolitan areas, advising people, letting them know that there are more to these shots than the media is telling them. And I appreciate that. If you feel so called to do so and have the resources, go to vaccine-police.com and at least go there to watch all of the video documentation that he does. He documents everything. And it's really actually jaw-dropping to watch what Christopher Key is doing. Go to vaccine-police.com. Make sure that you tell him Stu Peters sent you, because I love props. We learned of you through Stu. Go to vaccine-police.com. The Stu Peters Show continues right now. Well, one state that we have not heard about a lot in this whole coronavirus plandemic is Hawaii. But there are some very interesting things going on there, including a fired whistleblower from the Hawaii Department of Health who had a real common sense approach to this whole thing. We sat down with Jennifer Smith yesterday. Here's part of what she said.
Now, last year, I kind of laughed because people were like, oh, we'll just wait for the vaccine to come out and then we'll all come out. I was like, well, I don't know how long you think you're going to hide out in your house then, because there has never been a vaccine, a true vaccine, made to a single coronavirus, even in animals. There are distinct challenges. And that's what I said. I'm like, it's just not possible with these viruses. And because of the proteins on these viruses, it's just not possible to make a traditional vaccine against the coronavirus. So in my opinion, this is a benign virus, meaning it's just a common cold virus. And COVID is an immune disorder. So the problem is, now we have this supposed genetic vaccine that is being used. And in my opinion, it is causing immune dysregulation. So the vaccine itself is causing what looks like COVID. So they can call it COVID.
So this is a brand, a marketed product called COVID-19 that's being used to perpetuate the fear emotion, which will get people to do things that normally under regular circumstances they would never even dream of doing. I mean, soldiers are subjecting themselves to so-called mandated jabs for an unapproved vaccine that's not even in production yet. This Comirnaty thing is what all the experts are saying here. So if this virus did kill anything, it killed influenza. I think that's the only thing that really it did kill. Now, Dr. Zev Zelenko was on this program saying that he tested 100% of his patients for COVID and for influenza. 100% of them tested negative for influenza. So where did the flu go?
So that's a very good question and a mystery.
And we get into the answers to that question in that entire conversation, which will be made available at stupeters.tv this Saturday for premium users. So make sure that you go to stupeters.tv and sign up to be a premium user for those extended conversations and more. Mitt Romney says that right now he wants to weigh in on this billionaire tax, and that right now you should get involved with investing in two specific stocks or commodities. That is the subject of today's Money Minute with Carlos Cortez, who joins us now. So Mitt Romney, that's who I want to take my advice from, because, you know, I love just bowing down to the feet of globalists who want to enrich themselves eternally, while I just hand them my money over and over and over again. So what does fake Rhino Mitt have to say today?
Stole the words out of my mouth, buddy. It's, you know, farmland and artwork.
Oh, pretty much. Yeah artwork. Should we go to the Hunter Biden gallery and invest in that kind of artwork? Is that what he's talking about?
Yeah. The thing is that it's very difficult. There's a lot of tax implications on farmland that is not there anymore. So when you throw a cattle on farmland, now you have these massive write-offs that you can pretty much tax mitigate. Here in Florida, it's very popular, as we are a player in the cattle space. And number two, artwork. It's really hard to find the cost basis of it, and you can write it off. There's a bunch of things you can do with artwork. But more importantly, Stu, is if the global elites are afraid of the taxation on their money, what's that doing to our patriots? How afraid can they be? And I'm fielding a ton of calls tonight. I'm so excited tonight. We're going to be doing our first class that I'll be hosting and actually doing. I made a lot of time for our, our members and our viewers, but we just have to prepare for what's inevitable. I mean, you can't have the CARES Act of billions of dollars and pay these illegal immigrants that separated from the parents from 2018 and not pay for it. Your children, my children, our little hockey studs.
Yes.
They're going to have to pay for this. And it's sad. It breaks my heart. But more importantly, the everyday American is going to get hit really hard with this tax bill 20 years from now.
And well, you have all of the solutions for this. And yes, you can go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com and sign up for tonight's class that Carlos is going to give for free. You can do it from the comfort of your own home. That's at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. You can have a beverage. You can be with your spouse. You can be with however you want to do it. Just go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com right now and be a part of that. Carlos Cortez, thank you so much for being here. Until tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radio!